is Kareem Taylor for Promax BDA's Daily Brief Podcast, and I'm here with Dustin Brower, who is the Senior Channel Marketing Manager at Square Enix, and he is responsible for the management, development, and implementation of marketing campaigns at the retail level, designed to maximize pre-orders, sell-in, and drive consumer interest in the U.S., Canada, and Latin America. And Dustin, I'm curious, what does that actually mean?
Well, that's a good question. It's kind of an all-encompassing position that involves marketing, obviously, but we're also a function of sales. So we do work directly with each of the various retailers, and essentially what we do is create either marketing plans directly geared towards those retailers to help maximize, pre-orders, maximize awareness for their consumers, to help them gain as much market share as possible. But then from the marketing side, we're definitely trying to be as creative as possible. We work very closely with our product teams and our global product teams to really, make sure we're utilizing the ideas that they've kind of created as the foundation for each of the games that we're working on. And then what we'll do is we'll kind of offshoot some of those ideas and implement them at a retail level, both online and in store, to really maximize awareness and get people to, get as excited as possible about the games that we're working on.
And what are some of the games that you're working on?
Currently, I have a couple unannounced titles, which I can't mention, but previously I've worked on Rise of the Tomb Raider, Hitman. We also have some companies that we distribute for. So Deep Silver is one of those companies. So I've worked on some of their larger games, Homefront Revolution, Agents of Mayhem, which were some of the bigger ones that they've recently released over the last couple of years.
Amazing. I thought you were going to give me an exclusive.
I would like to, but soon enough, we're going to be making some big announcements here in the next few months for a long list of big AAA games that we have coming out. So it's going to be an exciting year for us at Square.
Awesome. And did you always know that you wanted to do this?
I knew that I always wanted to be within marketing. I actually got quite lucky and almost fell into video games in some regard after coming out of my MBA. I knew that I wanted to work within the entertainment industry and within marketing, but I always imagined you really had to be a serious gamer to work within the industry. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've played games my entire life, on the old systems, Nintendo, Sega, and Nintendo 64. But as I grew older and got into college, you find a little less time to play games. So I still play it occasionally with friends and whatnot, but I still had a passion for the entertainment industry. And, especially with how big video games are getting now, when I was in my MBA, I actually had a little more time to play and get back into it. And after I graduated, had a great opportunity to jump into the industry, and I'm so glad I haven't looked back. It's an amazing industry, and just seeing how passionate the fans are, and really being able to engage with those brands and the characters, it's truly a great industry. So to answer you, I'm a little lucky, but it is something that I wouldn't ever consider getting out of.
Now, you've worked everywhere from NBC Universal to Bellator MMA, all the way to Activision Blizzard, and now Square Enix. What was that journey like, sort of going from where you were to where you are, even working with sports brands and kind of games? And so how have you sort of navigated that journey?
Yeah, it's been an interesting road along the way. I first got my start, a number of years ago in the television industry. I started off in production and worked my way up to actually being a producer of a variety of different studios and television shows. So that was something that, I really did enjoy. But after doing it for so long, the industry in that particular role in production tends to be a lot of freelance work, jumping around from show to show. And that tended to get a little difficult and tedious, always trying to find your next gig. So I decided to go back to get my MBA. During that time in my MBA, I had some great partnerships, as you mentioned, with Bellator. At that point, Bellator was a very small, MMA company, kind of getting, in the shadow of UFC. So it was trying to just gain a lot of campus awareness, among the demographic of people that were going to be watching MMA. So I had an opportunity there to kind of spread awareness around that. I also had another great opportunity for two different internships at Fox while I was there. One of them was within retail marketing for home entertainment. And that internship really almost directly led into me getting my first job out of my MBA in retail marketing for Activision Blizzard. Having that experience for, that 3 or 4 months kind of set me apart, hopefully, into what Activision was looking for as the role that I jumped into. And, I was at Activision for a couple years, working on Call of Duty, working on Destiny, some of their Blizzard properties. So, working on some of the biggest games in the industry, which was an amazing experience for somebody that was new into the industry. And then that really laid a foundation for me to get excited about what I was doing, knowing that this is an industry that I love and just seeing how passionate all the fans are. And after a couple years of at Activision, I was recruited by Square Enix to come over and work on the channel marketing team here. And I've been here for about 3 years or so. And, it's been great as well. It's a Japanese-based company. So there's a lot of differences between my experience at Activision and what I do at Square. But all in all, it's a great company and it's a great role. And I'm really excited about the things we have on the horizon.
Awesome. And you went to undergrad at University of Colorado at Boulder. And between that and going to get your MBA at UC Irvine, what was that sort of transition like? What was that timing like where you and what did you study in undergrad versus what you actually focused on in getting your MBA?
Sure. Yeah. So my undergrad was in business. So I was there. It was kind of the general business format. There wasn't anything that I specialized in per se. So I knew that, business was something that I did enjoy, something that I eventually wanted to get into, and figuring out a way after I moved out of, from Colorado to California, a way to get into the entertainment industry. Production was the easiest and quickest thing I was able to find to get into immediately and just, find a job right out of college. And it kind of morphed into, something that, rather than getting onto the business side and doing marketing or finance or something along those lines, the production life was actually really fun. We being able to interview the contestants for a variety of different shows or actually having talking heads next to me while I'm sitting next to the camera discussing the topics that we're going to be doing on a very serious show about crimes. I had a very wide-ranging experience of television shows that I was able to work on. So it kept me really engaged and interested and excited to work within that production lifestyle. But as I mentioned, after about 6 or 7 years, continually looking for new shows and different shows to work on, it did get difficult. So knowing that I did have that business experience already and that foundation, I figured it'd be a great opportunity to go back and get my MBA. And maybe be a little more specified than what I was during my undergrad time and focus more on marketing, which is something that, being in television, you have to be very creative. I'm more sitting with our editors while we're editing the shows together, picking shots and, editing the VO. And, there's a lot of things that you have to do to kind of think outside the box and be creative. And marketing is a lot of that way in regards as well. So went back to get my MBA in marketing at the University of California in Irvine. And I knew coming out of that hopefully that would equip me with a good, solid business experience and marketing experience to jump into the entertainment industry in some capacity. And luckily that led me to video games.
Awesome. And what were some of the things that you came out of the MBA program with that you bring to your job every day now?
Well, just building an overall marketing plan and a brand strategy. While I do have a product team that kind of outlines the majority of what we do from a product level, we still have to be very creative and create our own campaigns and plans for each of our games. We plan for about 6 to 12 months in advance of a launch, and we line list out what we're going to want to do across the board as a channel-wide offer or for each specific retailer. And being able to create those campaigns is something that has been vital to this position. Also, a large skill I learned was presentation skills. We have very regular meetings with retailers where we have to go out and pitch our products and kind of sell them on the campaigns that we're doing, get them excited about the games. So being able to get up and speak about our products in a way that gets them excited and also gets them to realize the scope and magnitude of how big these games are going to be is something that's pretty vital.
now that you have sort of brought that experience to your role, what made you sort of get involved in the Promax Games mentorship program, and what has been your role?
Sure. So, I actually got involved with Promax a few years ago when my company, Square, submitted some of our marketing campaigns that we've been working on into the Game Awards. And once we found out that some of our campaigns were actually accepted into the show as nominees, we attended the event in San Francisco, and actually my team, Square Enix, ended up winning the Best Marketing Team of the Year, and I personally won Best Pre-Order campaign for one of my campaigns that I worked on. So those were, exciting moments. And then at that actually event, they had mentioned that they were kicking off the mentorship program, and I thought that was something that could be invaluable in terms of my growth within the industry, and an opportunity to potentially learn from an executive or somebody within the industry that has already had a wealth of experience that it could hopefully shed some light into, their experiences within the industry and potentially give me some tidbits of information that might help me along my way throughout my career.
And who is your mentor?
My mentor is Ryan Jones, who's the VP of communications at 2K.
And what has that experience been like, and sort of what has made it successful, at least worth it for you as a mentee?
Yeah, I mean, the experience has been amazing so far. He has shared a wealth of information with me to, help mold and shape my career for both the near and the long term. I wouldn't say there's been one thing that has been, the biggest takeaway, but overall, just the experience to have somebody that you can bounce questions off and communicate with, that there's no, you don't have to feel dumb about asking a question because you've already built this foundation of, hey, you can really ask me anything and I'm willing to give you an answer and be upfront with you so that, this can hopefully help you grow and utilize within your career moving forward. So, it's just been an amazing instrument to be able to, get advice and help potentially grow as a leader and manager of people and projects in the future.
So some of those things that sort of come out of that is sort of growing as a leader, growing as a manager. And so how do you apply that to your everyday work? Even now it's Friday at the end of the week. How have you applied some of this experience in the mentorship program?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. Because one of the things that during one of our most recent discussions was the fact that my team is actually growing here at Square, and we just hired somebody onto the team. So being able to ask him, about his how he's built his team, things that he's looked for in individuals that he has hired onto his team, the skills, the attributes that might be successful, make them a successful candidate. And then also on top of that, just how to manage and how he manages and leads his teams and the advice and things that he has provided to me, I actually have already utilized throughout the interview process while evaluating candidates that we would, utilize to potentially bring into the team. While it's still new, this person is actually just started this week, so it has been a ton of opportunity to influence the things that he has provided me for management skills. It is something that I will be able to utilize now since I will have a report underneath me and be able to manage them moving forward. So, there are things that he's outlined for me that I can already see where are going to be useful within that relationship and situation moving forward.
Awesome. And as a leader, what are some of those great management techniques that you're starting to sort of put into place?
Well, I think, first and foremost, it's about creating a plan. You want to make sure that the new employee is going to be up to speed with what the title is and just line listing and outlining, what their opportunities are in terms of what work they're going to be doing on a day-to-day basis, but then also setting up opportunities for them to evaluate their growth and experience and the way that they will be able to engage within this role and build a career out of it and continue to grow within the role and within the company. So, making sure that they're aware of, those kind of check marks, whether it's a 30-day, 90-day, 6-month evaluation to make sure that they're comfortable with the role, that they know exactly what is expected of them, and then what they can do to continue to excel within that role and make sure that they're performing at the level that you expect, but then also that makes them feel satisfied with the role and that they're getting out of the role what they expect as well.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about sort of the technical ability to perform well at work. Are there some things that are sort of soft skills that you think are important to the work that you do?
I think, I've kind of mentioned a little bit of it previously, but I think the major things that, you want to make sure you have access to, or that you have, the ability to learn along the way. Some of the main qualities are probably creativity, organization, and honestly, a passion for the industry. Marketing itself gives you a great opportunity to be creative and think outside of the box and different ways to engage and interact with the community. So being able to capitalize on that and think outside the box is definitely important. Additionally, being able to prioritize projects and titles is also vital. We at times work on a number of titles, 4, 5, 6 games at a time. So being able to juggle and manage each of those titles that have various deadlines and various launch dates, and being able to ensure that you have a proper system in place to manage everything is definitely key. And then, as I mentioned, the presentation skills is something that is pretty important, at least for this role in particular, since, we are meeting with various dev studios, presenting our plans for what we're going to do from a channel perspective, meeting with each of the retailers, talking to them about, the various plans that we have for their specific accounts, and making sure that you can speak intelligently and effectively towards, a variety of different people is something that's important.
Amazing. Now, please excuse me. I would love for some of your MBA dust to rub off on me really quick. I just want to get a sort of 30-second MBA. What are some of those secrets of a great presentation that you could share?
Well, the things that I was always taught was, you have to speak very efficiently. You want to speak too quickly. You want to, kind of take beats and pauses as you go along to really let stuff, what you're communicating, settle. You don't want to stand still. If you're actually standing up during a presentation, you want to, kind of move around, but move with directness, not just kind of wander. You just want to move to a spot and then stand and communicate directly to the audience or the person that you're speaking to. If you're going to be using hand gestures, you don't want them to just be kind of, tiny, small little movements. You kind of want to make, if you're going to use them with, kind of emphasis and make sure that it's, pointing out something. Those were some of the kind of main key takeaways, but, most importantly for the presentation itself, you just want to make sure that you're effectively communicating it in a way that it's easy to understand. And then also within the presentation or PowerPoint that you're reviewing, making sure that it's not, hundreds of words just splattered across the screen. You want to make sure that it's direct and to the point, and that you're just effectively communicating what exactly you're trying to get across to the various person you're speaking with.
Awesome. Thank you. And so for someone who actually wants to break into and excel on your side of the business, what are some of the things that they should be doing? Do we study the titles, the games? Do we, what are some of the things that you can prepare to sort of do what you do?
Yeah, no, I definitely think learning as much about the games and industry and the companies within the industry is invaluable. You definitely want to stay up to speed with the news that's happening on any of the games or any of the big games or any of the changes that are going on within the industry. A great way, which I found that some of my coworkers at my current company to just break into the industry is an easy way to jump in, or easier way is potentially work in QA and test games, and that gives you an opportunity to get your foot in the door. You'll get familiar with the games, and then from there, a lot of people are able to spin that into other roles within the company itself because you've already gotten your foot in the door, making acquaintances with other people within other departments. So it gives you an opportunity to potentially move on and grow. For the most part, as you mentioned, just making sure that you're up to speed with the industry, the role. And then obviously, if you have an opportunity to see a position, on a various job site or follow the company job openings, and making sure that, you have the skills required for a role that you might be interested in, and highlighting that within your resume and cover letter, that's definitely something that can help set you apart from other people.
Amazing. And now that you're at work all the time working on things, how do you take the time, or what do you do in order to sort of stay current with what's going on and to continue improving yourself?
Yeah, that's something that I wish I would have more time as well. Unfortunately, I have a pretty significant commute back and forth to work, so I don't have a lot of time usually in the evenings when I get home from work to play video games or do any of those, stay up to date with that, which I would like to. But it is something that on the weekends I'll try and set some time apart and play some of the newest releases that are out, so I can at least be familiar with any of the new games or the differences between some of the games. Because Square, we have, I think this year we have a slate of almost 12 to 13 games coming out. All of them a huge variety of different genres and gaming styles. So being able to see what other competitors are doing out there with their games, we do a lot of market research and analysis and competitive analysis on how these titles are marketing their games, and do what we, how to potentially implement that within our campaigns to make it better. And then also following some of the online websites like Kotaku, things like that, where you can find up-to-date information about upcoming releases or changes in the industry as well. So a mix of researching online as well as playing games myself when I have the opportunity, just to stay up to date as much as possible.
Dustin, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Absolutely, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Paige Albiniak is editorial director of Promax BDA. Lafern Cusack is executive producer of the Daily Brief podcast and senior producer at Promax BDA. Video helper provides the music. Digital producer Kate LaKire-Marion and social media coordinator Kristen Craik contribute to Daily Brief. Follow Paige on Twitter at Paige A. Follow Lafern at Lafern Cusack and follow Promax BDA at Promax BDA. You can reach out to us at dailybrief@promaxbda.org. And you can subscribe to the Daily Brief podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, and now on Spotify. Thanks for listening.